This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. After the first break, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, and he's written several books. And I want you to know this. He pegged the election of Donald Trump a year ago, well over a year ago. And he lays that all out in his book. Not only that, he made another 10 predictions. And instead of just using the sham polls that the liberal media uses, he actually did a little research. He looked at numbers. And he got it right. And some of the predictions he makes for the upcoming elections will floor some of you. You won't believe it. So you head up to the website, realside.com. I want your email address. Now, listen, if you no longer get my emails, you were getting them, and we had a little issue with the email server and lack of a backup and all that fun stuff. Anyway, the long and the short of it is, please sign up again. There's a place there you can sign up for. Also, we have a donation button. You want to help keep the show going? You want to help me buy new shirts? You can either buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, or you can make some donations, or just make comment on the stuff we write. That would be nice, too, you know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There is, you know, every time I write about how the Clintons, how they clean up their mess, if you would, their human mess whenever they screw up or something goes sideways for them, which is why I would never work for a Clinton affiliate, or somebody who's even touched the Clinton. You know, I mean, because the chances of, you know, once you touch a Clinton, once you get involved with a Clinton, your mortality rate skyrockets. So Guccifer 2.0 had a chat with a nude model, and apparently now it's sparked some real conversation, and I mean real conversation. Now, these were logs between an alleged Democrat National Committee hacker, Guccifer 2.0, and a Playboy centerfold model surfaced today via WikiLeaks on Twitter, and it threw much more fuel on the conspiracy theory surrounding the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich. Now, the Twitter conversation conducted via direct message purports to reveal that Rich is a primary leaker of the DNC emails that provided highly disruptive during the 2016, the Republican thing. I mean, the Russian thing. Remember all that? It was all their fault. Don't you remember that? These people will never take responsibility. The party of non-responsibility. They're not responsible for anything. Robin Young, who posed fully nude for the Playboy in the 1980s, is one of the most, the one who released the chat logs. She says on a website that she followed Guccifer 2.0 on Twitter following the DNC leaks. She considered him to be a hero and a friend. U.S. officials have alleged that Guccifer 2.0 is the creation of Russian hackers seeking to interfere with American politics. Guccifer has denied being a Russian front. Whether he denies it or not, again I say, what did he do? What did the Russians do? They put out emails that told the truth about how the Dems felt. Come on, think about this. How the Democrats felt about Hispanics, about blacks, about all groups, all ethnic groups in their party, and even about each other sometimes. And how they screwed Bernie big time. You young people, if you stay with the Dem Party after that, no apology, no nothing, you deserve to have you really just got problems. For a period of 2 weeks, Young and Guccifer 2.0 shared flirty messages and discussed politics. The conversations as seen in the publicized logs are, they're intimate and sometimes conspiratorial. As Young talked about politics, Guccifer 2.0 inundated the model with heart emoji spam and compliments about her appearance and broken English. "Everything I want to do is look at you again and again," wrote Guccifer. "I'm impressed you can combine both your beauty and wisdom." Oh, isn't that sweet? "I wish we could have a date." No, that's not what he really meant. Right? I mean, what he really meant was, "I wish I could bed you." That's what he meant. "I'm single. I don't date anyone. So I pray someday we will enjoy a date. I would love to talk with you, kiss you passionately, make love to you." Oh, the Russian him came out there. "And snuggle safely in your arms," Young responded. She shared erotic poetry with the alleged hacker, which he says made him excited. He then requested private pictures of the model. In direct messages dated back to August 25, 2016, Guccifer mentioned having a whistleblower at the DNC and said that he was looking for a person of trust who could be a guarantee in case anything happens. When Young suggested trusting Julian Assange, Guccifer called him unsafe. He said he may be connected with Russians, despite being his hero. He said, "I'd like to find a journalist who could do an investigation and check on the real story." He said he revealed that the whistleblower he had was none other than Seth. So Seth was giving all that information to him. Interesting how he ended up missing, right? No, seriously. When you think about it, and you think about what goes on with the Clintons, they're in it for themselves. When you hold yourself in high esteem, when you believe yourself to be above everything, above everyone, when you believe that every thought that's between your ears is gospel truth, then killing is not a big deal. Taking a life for the greater good is not a big deal. These people, and let me tell you, I got some news for you people. The Clintons are not for the Democrat Party. The Clintons aren't for America. The Clintons are for Clintons. Look at what they did. Look at who they screwed. Look at who they killed to get to where they are. I mean, seriously, we got to stop playing. We really just have to stop playing. Don't go far. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us. I'm seriously, you are going to enjoy this man. Please, stay close.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Turkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to my website. Head up to the Real Side .com/store. Head up to the store. I got new shirts that just came in called Stand. Now, us old folks say it's pound sign Stand, but you guys call it hashtag Stand. And you know what? You need to stand up for what you believe. We've got these nut jobs running all around the place with those black resist shirts on. These are red t-shirts. You can see them on the website with white bold writing on it. It says Stand and Stand for America. Okay? I mean, it's really real simple. We need to show them we're in agreement. And maybe not stand for Trump, because I don't agree with that. I agree that we stand for America. We stand for the United States. We stand for the freedoms that we hold to be true. The fight isn't over, people. It's far from over. You can't just elect somebody, elect a group, and as you can see, they need lots of help. You know what I'm saying? So let's get out there. Let's help them. Let's show people that you stand with them. And I don't, you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand some of you who've already written me and said, oh, I can't wear that shirt. Someone will beat me up. You know what? Nobody's going to beat you up. I mean, really, seriously, don't hang out in the hood and nobody will beat you up. I promise. All right. Anyway, let me bring on my next guest. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's an author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. He predicted the Trump win in his book, Great News for America, The Constitution, Freedom, and Prosperity. Doctor, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate your time with me.
Oh, great to be with you. You're a great host.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's three of us who believe so. I think my wife is there, too, with us, but I'm not sure about her. Hey, your book, I know it's not a recent book, but people need to read this book because they need to see how you figured out. They need to see that your predictions, you got 9 out of 10 predictions you made actually came true. You were calling Trump really pretty much long before anybody else was, weren't you?
Well, actually, yeah. You know, just to give the audience a little history on the book, it's called Great News for America, and you can get it anywhere, like at Amazon. And I wrote it in 2015 with the idea it would come out in January of 2016, right before the election, which it did. And it made 10 stunning predictions that this would be an historic election, like one we hadn't seen in many, many years. In fact, the election that most mirrors this election was 1896, when William McKinley was elected. And I saw this election coming because every so often the electorate gets angry, and they were angry this time. They were anti-establishment, anti-party, and they were determined to elect an outsider. And I saw that coming. I made 10 predictions, and 9 of them at least came out right. I'm a little hesitant on if I got the 10th right or not. Some people say they think I was close enough where it should count. But at any rate, the bottom line is it predicted, among other things, that we would enter a new conservative era, and that because we would elect a president who was essentially doing conservative things, and that, of course, turned out to be Donald Trump, we are moving into conservative era. Let me give you an example. Monday this week, Neil Gorsuch was sworn in twice as Supreme Court Justice, Associate Justice, and he adds a rock-solid constitutional conservative to the court. And by the time the Trump administration is over, at least the first term, 4 years, I think we will have 3 more conservatives on there. The next one may be as early as this fall. And at that point, we have a conservative supermajority, which will last until the year at least 2050, because I did the calculations. I know that the typical justice stays in office 30 years. They're usually nominated about age 50. They're usually there until about age 80, give or take. You know, everybody's a little different in that. So we're talking about 2 generations of conservatives on the Supreme Court. What a difference you're going to see in a few years with the votes from Neil Gorsuch and the others who are coming on in the near future. And I'll tell you, it's going to be conservative. It's going to be great. Donald Trump is already moving to free up the economy, cut regulations dramatically. He's made another recent appointment that is phenomenal, and he continues to move ahead. We have Toyota building a big plant, hiring a lot of people in America, just announced today, on and on and on and on. The news is just what my book says, great news for America.
Okay, well, let's deal with a couple of issues that, you know, again, I think he's doing a great job. I don't really have a problem with what he's doing, but I'm one of those guys that's, you know, as my bio says, I'm conservative realist, all right? So he has had some hiccups. He's had made some mistakes, because before he got in office, I kept saying, he is a businessman. He is used to looking at people and saying, go get this done. Go do this. Here, I've signed this agreement. Go take care of this. It doesn't work that way in government. And the people around him need to help him instead of getting in his way at times. And when I say a couple of hiccups, you know, the very first order he put out, for immigration, it was too broad. There wasn't enough instruction given. So he's learning. So I'm okay with that. He's learning as he goes moving forward. But, I mean, again, do you feel the people he's surrounding himself with are strong and good people and going to help make this administration successful? Are there any ones that have given you pause, Doctor?
Well, I will tell you that in general, I think he's picked some good people. I think he's picked a few that may look a little bit on the liberal side. But on the other hand, he's a person who believes in hearing out both sides.
Right.
And then he usually, his intuition takes him down a conservative path. So I am not worried about them. I think I'm more concerned with the deep state people that sort of embedded from the Obama administration. We know that before Obama left office, he tried to move some of his appointments into career, you know, jobs where they'd stay put.
Right.
And I'm more concerned with those people that may be trying to torpedo his agenda or block his agenda. I am concerned with some of the justices, especially the Ninth Circus Court of Court of Appeals.
Yeah, but they,
that always comes out.
They've always been like that. They've always taken a few hits off the crack pipe before they go out on the bench, right?
Well, I'll tell you, they certainly have quite a record, and that word circus keeps coming up, and so I hear that so often, so sometimes I slip and go, because I believe in respecting the courts, and so we'll call them the Ninth Circuit. By the way, I do hope it's broken up. There are rumors that it'll be broken up. It's too large. The average court case takes 15 months to get through the Circuit Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit. It's too big. It needs to be broken up. It was built in a day. When that was a big, large territory, but it didn't have that many court cases. And I think it really needs to be broken down. You know, four states should be the Ninth Circuit, the Pacific Coast states, plus probably Hawaii.
Thanks.
Well, sorry. And but California is looking up. You know, long-term trends in California is they're catching on that socialism doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, in my first book years ago, America's Economic War, and that I have a line that's repeated often. It's socialism always leads to moral and economic bankruptcy, and California is starting to catch on.
Well, you know, let's look at Venezuela and talk about that on the other side. Anyway, I'm Joe Bucini, your host.
Yeah.
We got to go for a quick break. You and I both believe in capitalism, and I got to sell ads, so we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bucini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more. Really, you're going to learn so much this hour with Dr. Gerard Lamero. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. If you're not proud to be an American, this may not be the channel. Well, the show for you to listen to. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I got to say, you must be very, very smart people, because there's about 3,000 of the shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. And in my humble opinion, I think it shows you how high your IQ is. Anyway, talking about high IQ, we've got Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me right now. He's an author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, and he predicted Trump's win. And not only that, his book, Great News for America, predicted, well, he won't admit it, but my understanding is he predicted all the 10 predictions he made all came through. And again, Doctor, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate your time.
Great to be with you.
All right, so, you know, we were talking about, you said that California was getting it. And I got to tell you, I hope you're right, because I live here. I see what the loons are doing here. I mean, it's just getting worse. You talk about the boondoggle, the bullet train. You know, we've got schools that have fallen apart. We've got infrastructure that's fallen apart. We give these guys money. But I tell you what I'm doing. I'm on board with CalExit, and I'll tell you why. If we can get California to exit the union, we can take that wall along Mexico and come up a little early and just take it right up the border of California so they can have their own little country. And then all the liberals can move to California with all their policies and everything that they want. And I figured about 20 years without firing a shot, we'll be able to walk in and take it over, because nobody will be left. Everything will be crumbling and falling over. There'll be nothing here other than wasteland, and we can rebuild it. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to wish that on the good people of California. Well, there's a lot of good people there.
I was going to say, there's only a few good people left, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, there are quite a few good people, a lot of good conservatives there in Southern California. And that, I personally think that it won't come to that. I think they're just, you know, I mean, what else can you do when you're in a safe space? You're playing with Play-Doh. You've got your coloring books. You get tired of the coloring books. You have to come up with something. So you come up with some of these far-out thoughts, like leaving the union. I do not think it would particularly work well. I also don't think they would do well on their own. I think, you know, a mini Venezuela, that's nothing to be proud of. No. Venezuela is a basket case.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's where socialism leads. It leads to economic bankruptcy and usually moral bankruptcy in the process.
Well, I heard that New York is just a couple of votes away from free tuition for in-state residents. I mean, people are going to flock there to get their education for free. And they're already overburdened from a tax standpoint, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You've also got the pensions that they have to honor their pledges on pensions. And they've used bad modeling. That's my thing, computer modeling and forecasting. That's where I started out. And, you know, they've used bad assumptions. And when you do modeling, you've got to have good assumptions or else your answers are no good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, garbage in, garbage out. And they've made promises that they're having a difficult time keeping.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because I'm thinking about the Democrats and how they still haven't figured out why they lost. They still haven't been able to put their finger on it. And it's funny because everybody else knows, even their people know why they lost. But the upper group can't seem to figure it out. I mean, why does this elude them so much? Are they just so sold out to their ideology?
Well, if you think about their average age, you know, they're getting in the Alzheimer's range, you know?
Oh, God.
I mean, maybe it's a problem with being old and not thinking. You know, I mean, I don't want to criticize elder. There are a lot of smart people who are old. I'm thinking Milton Friedman was working hard late in life.
You're right.
But, you know, these people have old ideas that have been, you know, summarily dismissed by a lot of people who are thoughtful and have considered the analysis in detail. And let's face it, they don't seem to get it. They seem to think that progressive socialism is the way to go, make America like a European socialist country, and everything's going to be fine. The only problem is America doesn't want socialism. America wants freedom. They don't want the government micromanaging every aspect of their life. They don't want Obamacare. They didn't want it when I was arguing on the radio in March of 2010. And, you know, back then I said, if this Obamacare thing passes and the president signs it, it was back in March, I remember it, I said, all these things are going to happen. There are going to be shortages. There are going to be doctor shortages. The prices are going to skyrocket. They're not going to go down $2,500 a family for premiums. They're going to go up. And, you know, everything I predicted came true there, too, because we know from economics how the economy works. And if you want to make these charades into socialism and make believe and have illusions that everybody's going to get everything for free and nobody has to pay any bills, well, guess what? You get bankruptcy like Venezuela. And Obamacare is heading to bankruptcy so fast you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, no, I actually do believe it. And it's funny, you try to tell people, how long can you subsidize this stuff? How long can you prop this stuff up? These doctors aren't getting paid what they used to. My wife, after Obamacare went into effect, she used to be able to go to the chiropractor on a regular basis. Now it's kind of like, that's not going to happen. You know, what happened to all the stuff that we were now I can get birth control for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because, you know, I need that so much, but
you
she
and
can't
the
get,
sisters of the poor, right?
There you go, right? But she can't get the health care that she's been used to for years. So, you know,
a lot of people are putting off their health care because they can't afford the deductible. They can't afford the copayment.
Oh, yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Well, I you know what, and I'm really mad at the Republicans over this last push to replace Obamacare. And I've been saying, not that it doesn't need to be replaced, but what did you guys vote? Like 61 times you voted to get rid of Obamacare. Where was Plan B? You should have had that in your back pocket, ready to whip out and put down on the table and say, hey, here we go. We're not going to leave you with nothing, and here's what we have for you. But no, that would have been too easy to do. This is what bothers me or scares me about our team. But you're saying we're going to maintain control in 18.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, it's looking very bad for the Democrats. Despite everything they do, what they are doing is they are turning off people. People are recognizing the fact that all of their complaints complaints and their roadblocks against Trump, all the things they're doing and saying. You got the college campuses where they won't let a conservative speak. They're getting even violent in some cases. And that the left's power now is based on a foundation of dishonesty. They lost the election, the presidential election. They're blaming it on Russian hacking. And they're blaming it on collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign. There is no evidence of that. There have been so many leaks. If there were any true evidence, it would have come out by now. And instead, all they've done is they've generated true investigations in terms of the communications and what was going on during the election. What did they find out? Trump wasn't doing anything wrong. The people who were doing things wrong were the Obama administration.
Right.
They were doing surveillance since back in October 2015 when I was finishing my book. Back then, they were surveilling Trump because he moved ahead in the polls. He was doing good. And you had Susan Wright, who has a hard time telling the truth from fiction. She was unmasking people.
I always say about her, you could put the truth in a paper bag, mark it truth, hand it to her, put it in both her hands, she still wouldn't know what to do with it.
That's right. And then, we don't know who did the leak. She said she didn't do a leak, but I don't believe her as far as she can throw an elephant, you know, because she's got such a record of dishonesty and that. But somebody leaked it. And, of course, Obama on January 17th with an executive order let the NSA raw intelligence go out to all 16 agencies of the federal government. So there's all these people had evidence as if what he wanted to do was have something bad come out about Trump once the inauguration took place. Because why didn't he change the rules with regard to raw intelligence during his 8 years of his administration? Mm-hmm. He waited until Trump was going to come in and then pull this trick at the end.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think that in, maybe in 5 years or so, you're going to have so much information on the corruption of this particular administration, it's just going to be overwhelming. I think the deals that he made with Iran, the deals that he's made, I think
yeah.
he's made deals with Russia. I'm sorry, I do believe that, based on some things that took place over the last 4 years. So I go through all this stuff, and I just say to myself, we're going to find out how corrupt that these guys actually were big time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And there's the Clinton machine, too, which is yet to be investigated, but I think it will be, actually. I think it's going to have to because there are certain things that will probably come out that are going to necessitate full investigation.
Well, let's hit that on the other side of the break because I'm in agreement with you. I think that thing is either – I think either the Clinton empire, if you would, is going to start to – fade away and die because they're not getting the money they used to get, and they've had to close some of the some of the foundations down. I think it's going to be a whole different game, but we'll talk about that again, like I said, on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. Gerard Lomero right after this.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You got to be real old to know what that is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Having a bit of a 70s flashback, but that's okay too. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spent with me so much. I've got Dr. Gerard Lomero joining me. He's an author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. I always appreciate and enjoy the time I have with him on the air with me. And, Doctor, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great to be with one of the rising stars in talk radio. That's true.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. I feel like I'm going to have to take a shower after this conversation. We've been talking about Obama. We've been talking about the Clintons. We're talking about Susan Rice. Ugh, I feel a little creepy now. You were talking about the Clinton machine and how it really hasn't quite gone away. I'm kind of looking at it saying, I'm watching some of their, you know, they're not getting the kind of money they used to get. I'm not so sure they're wielding the power they used to wield. Give me your thoughts on this.
Well, my thoughts are, to begin with, follow the money. The money all of a sudden has dried up. I mean, they are not getting the donations at the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative that they used to get.
Right.
And one has to wonder why. And I think the answer is pretty obvious to most people with common sense, and that is There's no quid pro quo possible. She's not going to become president. I don't think she's going to run for another office. I don't think she wants to lose again. By the way, her various potential scandals and probably actual scandals that we don't know about and that have yet to be investigated. You know, Donald Trump is waiting for a lot of people to get officially confirmed by the Senate. I think there's a backlog of 500 appointments.
Wow.
And once his people get in, things are going to start. You think things are happening in the first 100 days. Wait till the second 100 days. Because a lot of people are going to be getting in office. They're going to staff up in the Department of Justice. And I believe once they're adequately staffed, they're going to complete the investigations of Hillary Clinton. It wouldn't surprise me if James Comey is out with a new resume looking for a new job. I think he's really tarnished his image quite a bit and may be replaced. And I think that the Clintons will be investigated, including a lot of their staff who have helped them and facilitated them doing things that are questionable.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because I've often wondered, how are you going to get Comey out of it? He is so, that guy is in so much, he's in this over his head. And when I say that, I mean, he has made so many concessions. He has done things that I think really leave him culpable for some of the actions that have taken place with the Clintons and with Obama, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think there's all sorts of potential issues. I would not want to be in his shoes. I think that he has problems. I think he'll be asked to be resigned. I don't know if he's crossed the line legally on any of the matters that he's testified on, but some of the testimony is at least questionable. And I think as information comes out, and there are some very good people in our intelligence community who are not working for the Clintons or the Obamas, and I think that they're bringing out information to the administration. In other words, you might call them whistleblowers in the old days, but they're part of the administration, so technically they're not whistleblowers.
That's right.
But they can point out information that will tarnish the image of the others.
You know, Doctor, I have the old-fashioned Italian way of doing things. I said, if I was President Trump, I would go over to the State Department, and I would stand on one of the desks, and I go, okay, people, here's how it goes. If there's another leak out of this department, and nobody calls me to tell me who it is, everybody gets fired. It's really that simple, because I can't have you guys doing this. I will wipe out the whole department and start all over again. I would do that with every department until I got rid of the, you know, the leaks that are going on in there, because they're playing, I don't want to say catch up because I don't mean it that way. They're playing defense on a regular basis. And we all know that defense in politics slows you down to a crawl, right?
Well, you're right, but it's also,
it's okay to question
someone who's managed, you know,
yeah,
in a large organization. It's also difficult to get rid of everyone. The reason is you have to have certain things happening. Even if a person leaks on Monday, they're doing their job the other 4 days of the week. You know what I mean? In other words, there's certain things that have to get done.
Right.
And it's hard to just get rid of them. I think if they could have done that easily, they would have. But you've got to get those appointments approved through Congress. So, you know, basically, the Senate has to do their job in order for Trump to staff with the right people. But as soon as those people are available, I think a lot of others are going to go by the wayside. They're going to be fired, basically.
Well, if you think about it, again, you know, once he gets the top nominations in, once they're in place and ready to go, I think maybe the lesser ones will start to fly through, because where they only need 51, they can start cranking these things through on a fairly regular basis, correct?
Right. And by the way, listeners may not realize that, but when they invoke the nuclear option, basically that's there for future Supreme Court nominations.
I
mean, it's a rule change. It's basically we have changed the rules of the Senate.
Yeah, but,
and so that means, and by the way, the Democrats were really stupid, in my opinion, to do that, because now they've left themselves very vulnerable for all the nice conservatives who are going to be appointed shortly.
Well, you know, I'm very much on board with you with all of this, but let's clear something up for the listeners, is that it's not constitutional slash the law for 60 votes. The Senate voted years gone by on different rules and different ways to do things, but it's not constitutional that they require 60 votes, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because
and by the way, way, the Supreme Court filibuster idea, that's relatively recent, thanks to Harry Reid. You know, I mean, all they're complaining about.
God bless Harry Reid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these guys are like, they changed the rules. This is the funny thing about it. I've been saying, I know you haven't been on it for a while, but I've been saying, look, interesting, the Democrats have recently found a copy of the Constitution, okay? Never heard them use that word forever until recently. Same thing with same thing with money. All of a sudden, when Trump says that you know, he wants to beef up the military, they go, well, how's he going to pay for it? I don't think I heard those words out of anybody's mouth on the Dem side for the last 8 years. You know what I'm saying? So
these people say anything. I really believe they say anything. I used to think they were people of great integrity. I mean, when I was young, I thought these are people of great integrity. They have principles. But then I realized that it just depended on which side of the issue it was on that week, you know, and their principles changed as often as their policies needed to change. That's
so,
all.
You're a smart guy, and I know you caught this, and I'm catching it again, which is, last year, when the Dems realized that they were losing the blue-collar worker, they stopped using the term blue-collar worker. I don't know if you noticed that. Nancy Pelosi, she started calling them the low-information voters. That's what she started calling them. So I think that's hilarious, right? And then even mainstream media started calling them low-information voters, the ones that only get their information from the Bible and from their local news source. Now I'm looking at Susan Rice, and I'm watching some of the mainstream media start to abandon her by asking some questions about her, by kind of like poking back at her, not while she's there on the show, but later on. I mean, could she be the next one that's thrown under the bus for the Dems?
Oh, she may have to be, because she worked directly for Obama. She, you know, her boss was Obama, and it may very well be Obama was involved in the surveillance of a presidential campaign and helping one of the candidates over the other candidate, and using, you know, the NSA as part of that that scam, if you will. And if that's true, I think she'll go overboard first, because I don't think she's going to want to bring down Obama.
So I want to hit on a couple of quick topics while we have time. The deep state. Okay, so that's got a sinister ring to it, and you know, these are gophers that were left behind. These are moles that were left behind by the Dems, by the Obama administration, to kind of trip up Trump. And I don't think just to trip up Trump, but I think to try to lay a foundation for the next presidential run. Don't you think?
Well, I think it's to try to keep their policies running. I think that's their main issue. I mean, the whole legacy of Obama is based on executive orders and violating the Constitution, in my opinion, sometimes violating court order type things. You know, the whole Obama administration is a joke, you know, from a constitutional point of view. And I think they're trying to keep policies in place the American people don't want, like Obamacare and plenty of other things. And that's what they're there to do, to block Trump from undoing the damage of the previous administration. I think first and foremost, that's what they're there. The second reason might be that they want to be ready for another election. But they haven't figured out why they lost this one, so they're not going to be able to avoid losing the next one either.
Do you believe any of the numbers that show that Trump is in the tank, his popularity is, all of that? Do you think?
Oh, we should talk about that some. Yeah. No, I don't. And the reason is that I do forecasting.
Hold on one second. Hold on. If you're listening right now, here's how this works. We're going to add a couple more minutes to this, but you can only find it one place, and you're going to have to go to the website, therealside.com. Tonight, after the show, head over to the website, and you'll get the expanded and much better version of the interview. So anyway, if you're listening now and your station has to go along, or you're only, you know, this is the only hour you can catch, you come back later on, you hit the website, and a longer version of this interview. Doctor, tell them how to find your books, tell them how to find your writings and such.
Oh, well, you can go to Great News for America, all one word, greatnewsforamerica.com. You can buy the books, you can read all my free articles. There's about 100 web pages on my website. And you can also buy the books at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and you can even go to your bookstore. They may not carry it in every bookstore in the country, but you can always order it, too.
That's right, and you should order it. He's got some great reading going on there. You can get a form to you. You'll find out how he comes up
with this information, because it's not just thrown out there without, you know, any backing to it, without any backup. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We got a lot more to listen to.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?